And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengaus and the one and only Monique Donnelly. There's only one voice over there. It's Monique Donnelly's voice.
We are so blessed. I'm telling you, God has put Worship Factory together. We're seeing such great things happening, people joining up and figuring out what it's all about. But, you know, the greatest joy is us getting together, celebrating and worshiping together. It's great, and I can't wait for our guest, who I think is definitive.
Yeah.
Of what we're talking about with Worship Factory.
I don't know that we've had a guest on that more speaks our language than this guy.
Yes.
Wow. Mr. Mark Kiefer. Which, by the way, that last name kind of rings a bell.
Yeah. Where's
Kiefer?
Shauna Kiefer
was our guest.
Yeah.
It's like they're having the rock creative competition. You know, who can be more creative?
You imagine what that house is like? It's like, oh my goodness.
Yes. Author Shauna Kiefer is married to Mark Kiefer, who does a plethora of things, but we'll get to that in our next segment.
You got that word in there.
Yes.
I knew you were going to do it sometime.
Yeah. I do know a couple big words.
Wow. There's one of them. What's the other one?
We're having fun here, and that's what we enjoy doing at Worship Factory, is celebrating God's grace and goodness, because He created us,
Amen.
Filled us with joy, and we're enjoying what God's doing through us. And we just really encourage you to check out worshipfactory.net and see what's going on there. See where God would place you in all of that.
We've got all kinds of people there. We've got artists, actors, singers, musicians, grips.
I wonder if we have
producers.
Any truck drivers.
I don't know.
Or construction workers.
Yeah, you know,
we do have construction workers.
Because
I know one.
Just yesterday we were having a conversation. Somebody remarked to me that we often pin down creativity to a select few that we as humans say, oh, they're creative. But God made each of us in His image, and He is a creator. Mm-hmm. Each of us is or are creative. Just not learn about it.
So if you're creative out there, or think you're creative, or maybe you don't know you're creative, but you are, God has already called you to be creative, being the Creator's son or child. That's for sure. That's pretty cool, huh?
That's wonderful.
And one of the reasons we started this whole Worship Factory thing was because like you've talked about this. There's, you know, SAG and AFTRA. There's all these unions, musicians unions, and we wanted a place where Christian creatives could unite, touch base, people who are out there in the industry, but that could help one another. There's not, take step 1, 2, 3 in order to be successful in this Hollywood business. There's just not that's not the way it happens. It goes by who you know, connections that you have, and we wanted to provide a place, an atmosphere for that, for brothers and sisters in Christ to help out one another.
Yeah.
So to encourage one another, to teach one another, to build one another up. So that's why one of the reasons why we, you know, felt God was leading us to do this whole Worship Factory thing.
Right. And perhaps to break the model a little bit and say, we're not going to just make this a dog-eat-dog environment where we're going to try to get ahead of somebody else in the business. How can we help each other? How can we support and encourage as believers, right? We shouldn't be beating each other up. We should be helping each other. Yeah. And that gets us all down the road further.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are discussing creative arts out there. And in fact, our guest today, Mark Kiefer, a drummer at our church. We go to Real Life Church up in Valencia, California. And his wife, Shauna, those that have the book, pick up her book as well, Rafa Chronicles, The Fall, which is an incredible book. Really, really good stuff. Really talented family. But we're going to get into Mark's stuff. You know, talking about Mark, we actually had a chance, those are our listeners that are out there, got a chance to listen to us live a couple weeks ago, as far as with Mark Bryan in studio, which was really, really a great time for us.
That was a great show. I'm telling you, our first live call-in show, we survived.
Yeah.
And KKLA actually had us back. It's great. So we feel like that's a success.
Us. It was crazy.
Right there.
They didn't let us go live, though, so we're recording again because they reprimanded
and that's
us and put us down. They said, nope, you're not going live. Nope. Art's like going, no.
Well, we'd love to hear from you if you want to be able to do that. Call in and
that
talk to
That was one of my favorite
guests.
Parts was, you know, being able to have callers call in. That was awesome.
We need a response.
You know, one of the things, Monique, you were talking about, too, is one of the things we've been given, God has given us for Worship Factory, is to be able to also be a voice for those folks that don't have a voice or need a voice that's louder. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, you know, with us being able to promote and help other people promote that, whether it's a book or, you know, something they're doing, you know, Mark Kiefer's going to be talking about The Tribe, the thing that they're doing. My brother talks about The Tribe. Mark Bryan talks about The Tribe as well. Mm-hmm. it's interesting how the, you know, this tribe word keeps on coming back to us, you know, in the army of the Lord, which is really, really incredible to me. But again, we always want to be putting God first in our lives here at Worship Factory, and what you're doing is important to us. And often we don't get promotion out there on something we're doing, whether it's a movie or whether it's a music, some kind of play or some type of thing you're doing, a show, or maybe it's a book that you've written. We definitely want to support that's out there and try and give you a voice as much as we can here in Worship Factory, for sure.
Right, and that's what the website affords us, as well as this radio show, is an opportunity to share those things with people who wouldn't otherwise know. And Mark Kiefer is a good example. This is a creative person who's done tremendous things, but the average person doesn't know. In fact, the church we go to, people there don't know.
Yeah.
All of the talent and creative ability that's in our congregation. So we want to share these things to encourage you to be creative and reach out and find fulfillment in what God's made you to be.
Hey, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Rod. I hear there's a contest going on.
Really?
Yeah. You want to tell us about that?
Oh, that's right. Yes. I remember now. So we are putting together a sampler CD of worship songs. Some of the people that have been guests on our show.
We've had some pretty cool guests.
Yeah. This is going to be a great little CD. And the idea here is we're going to involve our members and listeners and give them an opportunity to contribute artwork for the cover of that CD. And if you get picked, if your artwork gets picked, you're not only going to be on the CD cover, we're actually going to have you on our show.
That's right.
We're going to bring you up here. We're going to talk to you and embarrass you as much as we can.
Like we do all of our guests.
Don't say that. They won't submit stuff.
Okay, we won't embarrass
we'll
you. I promise.
You.
And when we talk about art, we're not talking about our engineer. So it is a different form of art.
Yes, a different type of art.
We do have an art in studio with us. It is our engineer.
So we want you to capture the theme of Worship Factory and what we're about and put that into art form and submit that. Our email address is info@worshipfactory.net.
What?
Hey.
info@worshipfactory.net.
Right. How many times can somebody submit something?
Well, I don't think there's any limit.
Endless.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And how much does it cost?
It's free! You don't even have to do anything!
Well, you might have to do something. You have to actually put it in the email, but...
Art's got to adjust the needle again.
I'm
Excuse
sorry.
Me, Monique.
That's Monique Donnelly. Like,
sorry, folks.
They wonder why Rod and I can't hear. That's the whole point. We go, huh? What?
But this is a great contest, and we really want to get people involved and see some great ideas. So this is what we do at Worship Factory. We give you opportunities to do your art.
To collaborate.
Collaborate. You said it.
That's
you
nice.
Said Rod style.
To collaborate.
Yeah. That's the way we say it at Worship Factory. Or at least Rod. At least one of us.
Rod drops out the A.
We speak our own language around here. Okay. That's the way it is. So, please put your artwork together. Submit that. Remember, it's CD size. So, you know, it's not like poster
like
size.
Like a square size.
Yeah. Most people know what CDs are. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, another contest. And you're listening to Worship Factory KKLA again, 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique in studio. And, you know, you may be an artist out there, or maybe somebody that's actually looking for encouragement. We talk about it all the time here at Worship Factory that creative arts is so isolated. You know, we don't feel like we're good enough. People talk about it all the time. Well, is it too good? You know, is it good enough? We want you to know that God has it already mapped out for you, and we're here to support whatever that is. And we want to encourage you, too, within your churches to mentor somebody, grab a hold of somebody, and basically take them through a mentorship.
Right.
That's true.
Well, you know, the whole mentoring thing is a big part of Worship Factory, too, because if God's given you that heart and a little bit of talent and you just want to be faithful with where you're at and you know you've got a lot of room to go, that's where it's another great reason to have Worship Factory, because you can connect with somebody who's, you know, a seasoned professional. And we're all about mentoring. We're all about building one another up.
And the key to that is it's a river of life.
That's right.
You know, we're always worried about what's in me and what I'm doing. And when you start giving and you start serving and doing with the gift that God's given you, you'll find a new river flowing in your life.
That's right.
And there's no height requirement either, because notice here.
I mean,
if you go to Disney, there is a height requirement. You can't here at Worship Factory. We do not have a height requirement.
Don't discriminate on any basis.
It doesn't matter. Monique can prove that over and over and over again.
All right,
we love you.
Moving on.
So again, we're also getting ready to go out. We've been talking about Chances for Children. Another thing we're involved with is this Haiti mission out there. Kathy Jonathan, who just talked to her again, we're actually going to do it sometime in January, February, on Scottsdale, Arizona, for a wonderful mission that they're doing out there. 400 kids in an orphanage out in Haiti that they continue to build. They're building schools, they're building houses, they're building rec centers and things like that, and they just continue to do it. And just you know, here's two people that retired, gave their life completely to their mission, and just is doing what they're doing out there and just continue to do. Since 2002, Chances for Children, and you can get online, .org, chancesforchildren.org, which is a 501c3, and they can use your contributions as well. But a wonderful organization, incredible.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that. We're still putting the program together, and we would invite our listeners, if there's some part you'd like to play, please let us know. We'd love to have you involved. We've got to put artwork together. We've got to put the whole program together, music, lights, sound, all those kinds of things.
Hook us up.
So we've got lots of opportunities for people to serve, and this is such a need. Haiti, and I haven't been there, but it is the poorest place on the planet. And so being hit as hard as they were and their lives being upset, this is such a big need. And I know for some people it probably seems like a black hole. No matter how much you dump in it, you're not going to fill that hole up. But we can't look at it that way. God calls us to give and to serve and to help. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
You know, we talk about it all the time, that we're called to love one another. That's the most important thing within Worship Factory. And we're not out here.
They will know we are Christians by our
L-O-V. You know,
that's the way we spell it. Here.
Yeah, Monique loves that spelling, by the way. We put that on the website. So.
Hey, I wasn't the one who spelled it that way. That was you, mister.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrien with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly, and we will be back with Mark Kiefer, our guest drummer and sound design engineer, producer,
editor,
filmmaker, you name
everything.
It. We'll be right with Shauna Kiefer's husband, Mark Kiefer, right here on studio at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5. We'll be right back.